You're listening to Cloudcast Weekly, a podcast by SearchCloudProvider.com. I'm Jessica Scarpati, site editor of SearchCloudProvider.com, and with me in the podcast studio is our newswriter, Gina Narcissi. Gina, thanks as always for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, as always.
We're here to give you a quick wrap-up of everything that's new on the site this week. So Gina, let's kick it off as usual with your news story.
Okay. This week I wrote about Rackspace and how OpenStack is going to be used in their cloud services to their customers, and this is hopefully going to sort of revolutionize the cloud industry a little bit, because instead of a customer getting locked in with, say, somebody like Amazon as their cloud provider, with something like OpenStack in the background, customers will sort of have better interoperability, because they'll be able to move from different cloud providers if they're using OpenStack as well. And they'll also be able to use it in their own data center, so sort of a private cloud or even a hybrid cloud environment.
So yeah, so Rackspace sees this as kind of like a competitive advantage for them, right?
Definitely. And so in a way, they're competing with Amazon and Google and providers like that, but in a way they're also very different, because they're offering this more openness as opposed to proprietary software.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because it seems like all the providers are saying, like, no, we're not competing with Amazon. They're like mortified or scandalized, like, if you suggest it. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, it's like they are doing all these things that everyone keeps saying, like, oh, they're going head to head with Amazon now. So you spoke to their CTO, right?
I did, John N. Gates, and he told me a little bit about what they're calling Open Cloud, obviously, which is the open source project, and it's compatible with other clouds on the market, and already HP signed on, and a few other people are putting it also into production, so it should be interesting to see who signs on.
Yeah, especially because with OpenStack, it seems like a lot of, I mean, with any open source project, it's only as valuable is kind of the community that builds up around it.
Right, definitely. And you definitely want to have as many providers as possible, just because it makes it easier for the customer. They have more choices.
When I was reading your story, I was actually going back to the one that you did a few weeks ago about Citrix and CloudStack and OpenStack.
Yes.
And like things are, it seems like, getting kind of confusing out there.
It does, for sure. And I feel like everyone's trying to sort of just, I guess, add more to the cloud. It's still so fairly new to everyone that they're still trying to figure out what we're going to do differently.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Gina.
Thanks for having me.
When should you re-architect an application for the cloud? That sounds like it should be followed by a punchline. And hopefully someone somewhere is writing a good one for us. But it's a legitimate question cloud providers have to ask themselves. And it's the topic of a feature we ran this week entitled Cloud Application Architectures: When to Redesign an App for the Cloud. Legacy applications aren't designed for the cloud. We know that. Some of them can be re-architected for the cloud, but that doesn't mean they all should be. Figuring out which category your customer's decade-old ERP app falls under, well, that's where things get a little tricky. Check out the story to find out how cloud providers such as IBM, CSC, and Layered Tech are dealing with this issue. Also this week, we delve into the agony and the ecstasy of the U.S. government's Cloud Security Initiative, the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, also known as FedRAMP. Any cloud provider even thinking about doing business with government agencies should take a look at this guest column by Dave Sebeck, co-founder and co-principal of Verisk Group, a cybersecurity consultancy and an accredited third-party assessment organization, or 3PAO, for FedRAMP. And you thought just tech geeks love their acronyms. If you want in on government customers, the 3PAOs essentially hold the keys to the kingdom. As part of the FedRAMP process, cloud providers must use a 3PAO to independently validate that it's met the FedRAMP requirements. Dave gives us an insider's look at some of the do's and don'ts of becoming a FedRAMP authorized cloud provider. He outlines both the strategic success factors to making it through the process and some of the technical obstacles he's seen cloud providers run into. Give it a read and be sure to share your thoughts in the comments section below the story. And that's all that we have for this week. Be sure to check out all the articles we talked about and more on SearchCloudProvider.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.